News that is just breaking locally, an iconic Fremantle landmark is about to be closed for safety concerns. The Mayor of Fremantle is Brad Pettit. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth.
What's happening?
The roundhouse, people will know, is the oldest public building in Western Australia, down on Fremantle's west end. The Whalers Tunnel, which runs underneath that, we've had to close as of this morning due to some cliff stabilisation issues that sit above the Whalers Tunnel and around the roundhouse there. So as a precaution, because we've just done some investigations that some of the cliffs are potentially unstable, we've had to close that for public access while we just make sure it's safe and secured.
Okay, so the tunnel, the Whalers Tunnel is closed at the moment. You're worried that the cliff is unstable, it might fall on someone. Any idea how long it will be closed for, or what do you need to do to try and stabilise it? Can the cliff be stabilised?
Yeah, it's challenging. It's from weather erosion. Obviously, with it being on the ocean there, it gets eroded away. So, look, there are probably some short-term works we can do around putting some scaffolding and those kinds of things so that it's safe for people. In the longer term, it's probably going to be quite a big and expensive and very sensitive job. I mean, there's obviously a significant state-registered heritage asset that we need to protect as well. So there will be some work going on there for quite some time, I imagine.
Okay, it doesn't sound like this is going to be a short-term closure.
No, look, it won't be. We'll try and get the tunnel open as quickly as we can. Obviously, we don't want, the cliff's high. I mean, it's 10 metres high. We don't want kind of rocks and limestone falling on people's heads, from that kind of height. So we've closed it immediately just so it's safe, and then we'll try and get some safety measures in place as soon as we can and get that reopened. But even once it's reopened, there'll be works going on for several months, I imagine.
Okay. Any idea of what the cost implications of a full stabilisation might be at this point,
yeah,
Brad?
It's going to be in the many tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, we would expect. But look, it's one of those, it's a great asset. We've got 400,000 people come and visit the roundhouse each year. It's it's one of those iconic buildings in iconic areas, so it's money worth spending. Not ideal, but you've got to make sure these things are safe and also stabilised so that future generations get to appreciate it as well.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, Brad. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.